jurors heard from Christensen's wife today, who says she still cares about him, but also understands he's responsible for Zhang's death. The defense has worked to put forward their strategy to minimize the impact of the death penalty case against their client, but has not been very aggressive about it. All along, they've offered information to suggest Christensen is more normal and not as monstrous as the prosecution is claiming. Closing statements are Monday. That's a chance for both sides to tell the jury what they've proven and make a final plea for their case. From the federal courthouse in Peoria, I'm Tanya Coons.